Okay, so we are doing that Vav Amud Aleph today. We left off on Hey Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom of the page. We keep on talking about Abba Binyamin, right? Abba Binyamin was the person that we had that story about yesterday. Yeah, right?
Yes.
And now we have Tanya, Abba Binyamin Omer. Abba Binyamin says as follows, Shayim Shechusul Espalo, V'kadam Echad Mehem Liespalo V'lo Himtin Eschadero V'yatza. If two people go into a shul to daven, one of them finishes davening early and he doesn't wait for his friend to finish davening and he leaves. And he leaves his friend alone there, Torfin Lo Tfilas B'fanav, tear up his tfila in front of his face. Shnemar Torf Nafsho Ba'apo Halmancha Tazov Eretz. That he's, how could he leave that guy there? Halmancha Tazov Eretz, Rashi says, V'chisavar Yisa Shebishvilcha Sheyitzas Tessalik Hashchina V'yazav Eskavircha Mispal L'fanav. Do you think that because of you, that you left, that the Shechina is going to leave, and then you leave your friend there to daven in front of the Shechina, it's not right to leave the guy all alone. Why are we so nervous about leaving the fellow all alone? Apparently, it was dangerous to be alone in the Beis HaKnesses. It was usually like on the outskirts of the city, and traveling back all alone was problematic. V'lo od ela shegarim the Shechina shetzalik miYisrael. Doing something like that causes the Shechina to abandon the Jews. Shemar ve'etak tzur mimakomo. And what's tzur? Ve'in tzur ela kodesh baruch hu. Tzur is a reference to Hashem. So you say that the tzur is going to leave its place. It means that you're causing the tzur, you're causing Hashem to leave. Shemar tzur yaledcha what's it? Tashi? That tzur, what's it? Yeah, tzur Yiladcha teshi v'tishkach al mechalalecha. So v'imhimtin lo maschara. And if you, where else do we have tzur referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where else do we have tzur referring to? Tzur Yisrael, Ein Tzur Kelkeinu, Tzur Tamim Palo. Right, tzur is always referenced to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara darshins that when we refer to Hashem as tzur, it's Ein Tzur Kelkeinu, Ein Tzayer Kelkeinu. The Gemara darshins. What's a tzayer? It's like an artist. Kodesh Baruch Hu refers to the mid of Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he's an incredible artist, that he makes a tzura betoch tzura, that Kodesh Baruch Hu has the ability to make this incredible image inside of another image, and the image inside the other image has its own life to it. I mean, you're referring to human beings that are created inside of other human beings, and life comes out of it. So that inside your kelukin, Kodesh Baruch Hu is the ultimate artist. So tzur is a reference to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vim himtin lo mascharo, and if you wait for your friend and you don't leave him there all alone, what's the reward for doing this? So I would have said the reward is that the Shechina won't abandon the Jewish people, and that, you know, you're not an awful person. But no, there's actual reward. Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, zocha lebrachos halalu. He zocha to these brachos. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, luhik shavto the mitzvosai. If you only listen to my mitzvos, vayihi kenahar shlamecha, your peace is going to be like a river. Vitzidkascha kegalayam, and your righteousness is going to be like the waves of the sea. Vayihi kechol zaracha, your children are going to be like the sand. Vitzetze meyecha, and your offspring are going to be also very plentiful and wonderful. So you can get all of these great brachos if you don't abandon your friends, if you don't leave the guy standing there all alone. What does it mean your peace is going to be like a river? In what way is a river peaceful? So Maramachim, you got to read The River, the Kettle, and the Bird. That's the book all about the three types of peace. The River, the Kettle, and the Bird. It's based on the Agadat and Masechet Brachos that talks about three types of peace. A river represents a certain type of partnership, because a river was a point of commerce between two cities. So cities would get along, they could ship things down the river to the other place, and that enhanced the peace. But anyway, so all of these wonderful brachos, all of these great brachos, are going to happen when a person does not abandon his friends all alone in the shul. Tanya, Abba Binyamin Omer. Oh, there he is again. Abba Binyamin says, Il mole nitna rishus la'ayin liros, ein kol bir yichol la'am mea mazikin. If we were able to see all the mazikin that surround us all the time, all of these demons and devilish forces that surround us, we wouldn't be able to stand. We wouldn't be able to stand it, to be able to see all these shadim that are all around. Amar Abaye inu nefishi minan. Their population exceeds the human population. There are more of them than there are of us. V'kaimiyalan ki kisla l'ugya. And they stand near us like a kisla to an ugya. What's a kisla? What's an ugya? Says Rashi, it's certainly something bigger and something smaller, meaning there are more of them than there are of us. But says Rashi, kishuras chafira hamakefes ha'ugya sh'osin tachas ha'gafanim k'mo sh'shininu ve'inos n'ugyos ha'gafanim l'asav shamayim l'ashkos ha'gafanim. They would make these little crevices in the ground to surround grapevines where water can gather, and there was like a mound of dirt around those little holes in the ground around the grapevines. So that's what it's like. They're so much bigger than us, higher than us. There's so many more of them than us. Amar Rav Huna, kol chad v'chad minan, each and every one of us, alpha mismalei, has 1,000 of these demons to his left, v'rivivasa miyamine, and 10,000 to his right. So we are very... we're very crowded by the demons all over the place. Amar Rava, Hayducha David Bekala. So Rava says, you know, when you feel like you're in a shir and it's very crowded and you feel like there's not enough space, minayhu. It's not because of the other people in the shir. There usually aren't that many people to warrant such a feeling of being crowded. It's because of them. It's because of these shadim. Havehani birchi deshili minayhu. The fact that our legs are tired is because of them. It's because they tire us out. Hani mani drabanan debalu. If you see rabbis with worn out clothing, it's because the demons keep rubbing up against the rabbis' clothing, because the demons are always around the Beis Medrash hanging out with the rabbis. So it's not because the rabbis aren't stylish and haven't bought new clothing. They do, but they get worn out so quickly because the demons keep on rubbing against it. Hani kari de menakvan minayhu. What's that? What's kari de menakvan? Kari de menakvan. Our feet that are... What?
Banging.
Oh, that are banging against each other. Yeah, that are banging against each other. It's from them also. If you want to know about them and you want to be able to see them, here's what you do. Here's the trick. Laisi kitma nihila v'nehedra apuria. You should take a kitma. Oh, these are going to be tough words. You should. What is it? What's a kitma nihila? Ashes of. What?
Ground it up
ash, sifted ash, v'nedra apuria, and put it by your bed. Ubit safra in the morning, chazi kikari de tarnagula. You should see the feet of a chicken in the ashes. Meaning these demons leave footprints, and these demons have chicken feet. So you're going to see chicken feet in the ashes from their footprints. Haiman de bayle machzinu. If you want to see them, I mean that's a way of knowing that they exist, that they're there. You want to see them. Lacey Shilyasa de Shunrasa Uchamta, Bas Uchamta, Bukharta Bas Bukharta. You should take the placenta of a black cat, who's the daughter of a black cat, who's a firstborn daughter of a firstborn, Velikle Benura, and you should burn it in a fire, Velishchake, and you should grind it up, Velimle Ene Mine, and you should fill your eyes with it, Velchazi Luhu, and then you will see these demons. Velishadya Buguvsa de Parzala, and you should put it in some sort of iron tube, Velachtame Bugushpanka, and you should seal it shut, Bugushpanka de Parzala, Dilma Ganvi Mine, because maybe they'll be stolen, they'll steal from you. Velachtom Pume, and you should seal its mouth, its opening, Kiechidula Litzik, so that nothing happens to you. Apparently, if you seal it really well, they can't escape. But that's how you catch, that's how you do some demon catching. Rav Bibi Bar Abaye Avad Hachi, Rav Bibi Bar Abaye did this, you know, he learned in yeshiva and right away put what he learned into practice. So he went home and he, I don't think we recommend trying this at home, right? So he did this. Chaza, and he saw the demons, v'itzik, and it didn't work out so well for him. He got hurt by it. Bar Rabban Rachmi Alei, the Rabban and Davin for him, v'itzi, and he got all better. What does any of this mean? I have no idea. I think they say Rav Aaron Soloveitchik held that all these shadim that we read about in Shas, I think Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, one of his books, said that it's the way Chazal related to like bacteria and germs, that they would call them demons. So that's why they're always around the bathrooms, because those aren't exactly the cleanest places. But I don't know, that's not the Pashup Shat, I don't think, in the Gemaras. I think it's overly rationalist to suggest that. There's some sort of spiritual force to describe them. The Rambam says that there's no such thing as Shadim, so everyone has trouble, because what does the Rambam do with like half the Gemaras and Shas? It's to say that there is such a thing as Shadim. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has a famous approach about that, that the Rambam means there's no longer such a thing as Shadim, because nowadays we don't have forces of Kedusha to counter such forces of Tumah, and there's got to be sort of like this cosmic balance in the world at all times where the forces of Kedusha and the forces of Tumah even each other out, so we don't have Ruach HaKodesh, we don't have Nevuah, so we don't have Shadim, but we used to have Shadim. Okay, that's a famous Rabbi Yaakov. Tanya, Av Binyamin Omer. Another Av Binyamin. How many times do you have Av Binyamin already? Anyone counting? Fourth? Ain't Tefillah Shalom Mishnas El Bebeis HaKnesses. A person's Tefillah can only be heard in Shul. Shnamar Lishmo El Arina V'Ela Tefillah. It says to hear the Rina and the Tefillah. B'makom Rina Shamtei Tefillah. In the place of Rina, that's where Tefillah should be, and that's in the Beis HaKnesses. And that's true, the Rishonim point out, even if there's not a minion in Shul. Let's say you missed a minion. So you're going to daven somewhere, you have to daven somewhere, B'yachidus. Where are you going to daven B'yachidus? Daven at home or daven in a Shul? Better to daven in a shul than to daven at home, even if you're going to be davening b'yichidus. There is a value in davening in a familiar environment, even if you're not going to be davening with a minion. Familiar environment, what? Right, Makom Kavua, one of the svaras for Makom Kavua is the idea that it's a familiar environment. You're not going to be as easily distracted when you see other things. So davening in a shul is a good environment. Plus, there's also, also one of the elements of Makom Kavua, but certainly when it comes to a shul, is that the Kedusha Samakom will aid your tefillah. That davening in a holy place certainly helps one's tefillah. Unless, you know, Rav Nevensal has in his Mishnah Berurah that the guys in yeshiva that learn in Nativ or Yeshivat HaKotel or Eish HaTorah or that Kabbalah yeshiva, I don't know, whatever, whoever's in yeshivas that are right near the Kotel, that they shouldn't daven by the Kotel, even though in a chinami the Kotel is holier, because when you pay yeshiva tuition and you say you sign up to be part of a yeshiva, part of it is that you can be mechazik the yeshiva in whatever way you can, so you're going to participate in events of the yeshiva. So he said it's stealing from the yeshiva, that's your commitment to the yeshivas to be there, so you're not. But other than that, otherwise, you would want to daven in the place that is holier. Amr Ravin Bar Avada Amr Rabbi Yitzchak. Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Matzui Beis HaKnesses. How do we know that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is found in shul? What do you mean, how do I know he's found in shul? He's found everywhere. Hashem is here. Hashem is there. Hashem is truly everywhere. So what does it mean? He's Matzui in the... Yeah, he's up, he's down, he's here, he's there, he's all around. So what does that mean, that he's found in shul? So what it means, probably, is that there's a higher concentration of Kedushas HaShechina. That in shul, you have this higher concentration of Kedusha Shechina. Shneimer Elokim Nitzav Ba'adas Kel Uminayin La'asar Shemespalvin Sheshchina Imahem. How do I know that if 10 people daven, the Shechina is with them? Shneimer Elokim Nitzav Ba'adas Kel, and Eda is 10. Eda is always 10. How do I know Eda is 10? Does the Gemara say over here? I don't think so. How do I know an Eda means 10? What's a group in Chumash? It's called an Eda. Eda Hara Azos, the bad Meragim. There were 12 Meragim in total. How many bad ones were there? 10, right. How do I know that if 3 people sit in judgment, that the Shechina is with them as well? So it's Elohim. We're darshaning Elohim, that the judgment is not just with Elohim, with the judges, but it's Elohim. How do I know that if 2 people sit and learn Torah together, the Shechina is with them as well? What is the phrase "luchoshve shemo"? Add Amar Ravashi, chishev adam lasos mitzvah v'nenas v'lo asah. If a person intended to do a mitzvah, wanted to do a mitzvah, but then an onus happened and he didn't do the mitzvah, malal of a cause of ki ilu asa'a, the Torah considers it as if he did the mitzvah. This is the flip side to the concept of onus rachmana patre. The concept of onus rachmana patre is based on the pasuk l'nara l'sasa davar, that if a girl rachmana l'tzlan gets raped, we do not punish her for having a forbidden bia with somebody, because it wasn't her fault, it was an onus, it was beyond her control. So l'nara l'sasa davar is for a losase, that when one violates a law, when one violates a prohibition, but it wasn't in their control, so that we say they're pater. But over here we're saying if one failed to do a mitzvah because of an onus, they had intended to do the mitzvah, they had it all set up, so for that it's malal of a cause of kilu asa. There is an important exception to this rule, the post can point out. So the Avni Nezer understands that the rule of a mevazvez al yivazvez yoser michomesh is based on this concept. What's Hamavazvi Zali Vazvi Zilsami Chomesh? You don't have to spend exorbitant sums of money on a mitzvah. Why? Because if that's what it's going to take to do the mitzvah, that's an onus. That's beyond what's reasonably within your control. And for an onus, you're potter. You don't have to. It's as if you did it. When do you have to spend exorbitant sums of money on a mitzvah? Right? Well, for a lot of say yes, but even for an asay, when do we have mitzvah asay they have to spend exorbitant sums of money on it? Not Esrog. No, Esrog is also one-fifth. I'm saying, when do you have to spend even more than one-fifth of your earnings? Any mitzvah presuming Nisa, you have to spend more than that. Right? You have to spend even more than Chomesh. You have to call Mechasev. You have to Mocher Ksusa. You have to even do whatever you can to be able to buy that item. Why? Because it could be that Ki'ilu Asa is something that relates to us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If the purpose of the mitzvah is serving Hashem and that's it, and what does the mitzvah accomplish? It accomplishes our relationship with God. So God says, you know what? You intended to do it, Ki'ilu Asa. But what if you have a mitzvah that has a practical purpose down here on earth? The mitzvah is meant to accomplish something here on earth. For example, I want to publicize the Hanukkah miracle. So I may have intended to, I wanted to, I meant well, I couldn't do it. So what, you're going to say, so now everyone knows about the miracle, I've publicized it? No, I haven't. Nobody knows about the miracle. They didn't see the candles in my window. I didn't accomplish the actual practical result. So in such cases, we're not going to say it's ki'ilu asa'a, it's as if you have done it. But when it's, taking lulav, what do you accomplish by taking lulav? A relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not about a practical benefit down here on earth. The relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's ki'ilu asa. I think that's how the Avni Nezer writes. Uminayin shafilu echad. How do I know that even one person, sheyoshev ve'osek b'torah, who sits and learns Torah, sheshchina imo, that the Shechina is with him as well? Shenemar b'kol ha'makom asher azki yirshmi, avo elech v'yirachticha. Wherever you're mentioning my name, I will come to you and I will bless you. Shemi, my name. What does that have to do with learning Torah? Ask yourself, I think that means when you say a bracha, mach bruchu, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. What does it mean that you're learning Torah? How do we see from there you're learning Torah? So an important yisod, the Ramban writes in his Hakdama to his Perush on Chumash, he says, Yesh lanu kabbalah shalemes, that kol haTorah kula is shmosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a kabbalah shalemes, that the entire Torah is Shem Hashem. So when we say Azkir Shmi, what we actually mean is learn Torah. How do I know that there's a mitzvah to say Birchas HaTorah? From what pasuk? Birchas HaTorah? The Gemara is going to dash in. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu. Marsha understands. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra means when I learn Torah, Havu Godel Elokeinu. I better make sure to say a bracha. It's against Rashi, but that's how the Marsha understands. Says Gemara V'chimei Achad Afilu Chad. Okay, now that we've said that if even one person learns Torah, the Shekhinah is going to be there with him. Trei mi bayi, do you need to tell me that if two people learn Torah, that the Shekhinah is going to be there? So says Gemara, Trei michtavan milayu b'sefer zechronos. Two people, not only is the Shekhinah going to be there, but it's going to be recorded in the Sefer HaZichronos, in the Book of Remembrances. Chad, lo michtavan milayu b'sefer HaZichronos. When it's one person, it's great, Shekhinah is there, but it's not being recorded in the Sefer HaZichronos. Meaning there's a certain permanence and a certain effect of learning b'chavrusa that's accomplished when one does not, that one cannot accomplish when learning on his own. And if even two people learning together have that, so what do you need to tell me that three people are going to have the Shekhinah with them? What's the value of three? I might have thought that when you have a din Torah and it's just three judges, that's just a way of keeping the peace. But that doesn't actually bring the Shekhinah. That's not an actual Seder Limud. That's why it tells me that even if it's three people who are judging a case, they're talking and learning, that also counts as Torah. What's the Havamina? That din accomplishes Shalom, that's all it is. Well, the maskana is not that it's not shalom. The maskana is it's not only Shalom, that it's also Talmud Torah. But a very significant element of what we try to accomplish by having Din is Shalom. That's the sugi at the beginning of Masechah Sanhedrin, where the Gemara discusses, if is it a mitzvah l'vtzoah, or is it asur l'vtzoah? Is it a mitzvah to make a pshara rather than Din, to do some sort of pshara? Or is it asur to do pshara rather than Din? What would be the reason that would be a mitzvah, that you'd go out of your way to dafka make a pshara? So Hashem gave us the Torah. The Torah has rules about how to adjudicate all the cases. So we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you very much, Hashem. We appreciate your input, but we're gonna come up with our own way of resolving this. I would think it's awesome. Why would it be a mitzvah? Ah, because if the whole point of Din, or a major point of Din, is to create Shalom, and Pshara is a more effective way of creating Shalom, so then that might be a mitzvah, might be a higher level of Din. So you see that this idea that we might have thought that it's all it is Shalom. No, it's also Torah. So once you tell me that three people learning brings the Shechina, Asara Mibai, do you need to tell me that 10 people bring the Shechina? Asara Kadma Shechina Va'asya. 10 people, the Shechina shows up right away as soon as there are 10 people there. Tlasa Adiyasvi, with 3 people, you actually have to start, sit and learn in order for the Shechina to show up. Just the presence of the 3 people does not guarantee the Shechina, but the presence of a minion guarantees the Shechina, the Shechina's attention. Amr Rabbi Yavin Bar Avada, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Minayin Shekosh Baruch Hu Maniach Tefillin. How do I know that Hashem wears Tefillin? Shenemar Nishba Hashem Biyamino Uvizro Uzo. Biyamino Zu Torah, and Biyamino is a reference to Torah. Shenemar Miyamino Eish Das Lamo. Eish Das is Torah. Ubizro Uzo, and in his arm is his strength, Elu Tefillin. That's a reference to the Tefillin that Hashem wears. Shenemar Hashem Oz Leamo Yitain. Uminayin Shatfilin Oz Heim Yisrael. How do I know that Tefillin is strength for the Jewish people? Dichsiv Ra'u Kalame Aretz Kishem Hashem Nikra Lecha V'yaru Mimecha. When all the other nations of the world see that we have the Shem Hashem Nikra, that we have the Shem Hashem called on us, they'll be afraid of us. V'tayin Rebelezer Gadol Omer Elu Tefillin Shabarosh. That's a reference to our Tefillin Shabarosh. That when the Yame Aretz see our Tefillin Shabarosh, then they're going to be Yaru Mimecha. Right, what's the famous comment of the Gra? They say it's not Tefillin Sha'al Harosh, Tefillin Shabirosh. That if a person internalizes the message of the Tefillin, that will carry with it the skula of Viyaru Mimecha. But you have these. It happens to be that Dafka Tefillin Shal Rosh, Tefillin Shal Yad is not going to cause the Ameya Aretz Viyaru Mimecha. Tefillin Shal Yad is a more private experience. One covers this Tefillin Shal Yad. It's not exposed. It's not something that's there to see. Tefillin Shal, the Sfasemis writes, the Tefillin Shal Yad has 4 compartments. Tefillin Shal Rosh is one. Well, that's halacha. The Torah, right? Tefillin Shal Yad has 1 compartment. Tefillin Shal Rosh has 4 compartments, right? Right. Tefillin Shal Rosh. That's why you have the cracks in the Tefillin Shal Rosh, because 4 compartments. Tefillin Shal Yad is 1 compartment. So what the Sfasema suggests is that the Tefillin Shal Rosh represents Sefer Bereishis Shemos VaYikra VaMidbar. That's the 4 Sfarim. Then Tefillin Shal Yad represents Sefer Dvarim, Mishnah Torah. It's a repeat of everything that's in the other one. The Sefer Dvarim is a repeat of everything else. Sefer Dvarim is sort of our private love story with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, giving us, you know, in a private meeting, so to speak. The rest of the Torah is what everyone else is able to see. It's what it's the rest of the world the rest of the world is able to see. That's why Tefillin Shal Rosh is what the whole world can see. The Tefillin Shal Yad is us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amlir of Nachum Reitzel Lerbchia Bar Oven. Hani Tefillin Demari Alma Maksiv Behu. What does it say in God's Tefillin? Amalei Umika Amcha Yisrael Gai Echad Ba'aretz. That it speaks about the greatness of Klal Yisrael. Our tefillin speaks about the greatness of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. His tefillin speaks about the Gai Echad Ba'aretz. Umi Mishtabach Kutcha Baruch Hu B'Shevchai Di Yisrael. Does Hashem gain pleasure and praise through the praising of the Jewish people? In, absolutely. D'chsiv es Hashem Emarta Yom V'Hashem Emircha Yom. Amalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, that's Hashem telling the Jewish people, Atem asisuni chativa achas ba'olam, va'ani eseschem chativa achas ba'olam. You have made me a singular force in the world, and I make you a singular force in the world. Meaning I have a special love toward you, a unique love. Atem asisuni chativa achas ba'olam, where do we ever declare God's oneness? Shenemar, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Where does God declare our oneness? Shnemar mikam chisrael gai echad ba'aretz. Armelei Rav Acha b'reid Rav l'Ravashi. Teinach b'chad v'esa. V'shar batimai. So we ask, what does it say in Hashem's tefillin? So what do we say? Mikam chisrael gai echad ba'aretz. That's only one parsha though. What do the other parshios of Hashem's tefillin say? Armelei kimi gai gadol. Umi gai gadol. Ashrech Yisrael. So we mentioned five other parshas. Wait, that's too many answers. We only needed three more parshas. We already got one covered. You gave me five more parshas. Nefisha Lutuvi Bati. He's got, Kodesh Baruch Hu's going to need six batim in his tefillin. So we consolidate a little bit. Kimi Goy Gadol and Umi Goy Gadol are very similar, so they're in one. Ashrecha Yisrael and Umikamcha Yisrael b'chad besa, on Yisrael kim b'chad besa, u'sitcha elyon b'chad besa. And that way we have four parshas. The Kuluk Sivi Vadrayan. All of these psukim are written in the arm, tefillin in one scroll, like we have in our tefillin, where our tefillin shaliyad is one single scroll with all the four parshas. We didn't do any main points. I don't have my Gemara, but knew what would you say? If you had to summarize, it's hard to go back and do it, right? The first part of the daf of the Amud was how to catch and see demons who outpopulate us. Oh yeah, that was right. I guess on the bottom, going to the top. You should wait for your friend in shul and don't leave without him, because that will cause the shechina to leave. Then we have how to catch and see demons. Cat placentas are very helpful in that regard, and in no other regard, as far as I know. But, then we have that the Shechina comes to shul, to a minion, to three people, judge, to a Beis Din, to a Chavrusa, and to anyone learning Torah. Shechina comes to shul, a minion, a Beis Din, a Chavrusa, and anyone who learns Torah. And then we have that Hashem wears tefillin. Hashem wears tefillin that declare our greatness, the way we wear tefillin that declare His greatness. I think that pretty much covers it. Is that the last one? That Hashem wears tefillin declaring our greatness the same way we wear tefillin declaring His greatness. Okay.